You don't know about old sacks. They used to have sacks of corn and sacks of, they was grass sack. They wasn't like these white sacks now, you see. Mm-hmm. Of course, you don't see no sacks now, no more anyway, much, I don't think. You know, like semen sacks, have you ever seen them?
Well, yeah, this grass sack, was that made out of rough cloth or?
Wasn't made out of grass. Twine, like a twine string, you know, a twine string. Was made out of something like that, but it was fine weave.
Mm-hmm.
And people used to use that most. And then they had cotton sacks.
Uh-huh.
They had a cotton sack. You know, some of them would take the cotton sacks to town and get the groceries in.
That cotton sack was big
off anyone. Mm-hmm. Long, you know, with a strap on the way you pull the cotton, big mm-hmm. cotton.
What about the sack that flour used to come in? What did you call that?
A flour sack, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And people used to make clothes out of that, take that, make pillow slips out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Make quill lining, underskirts. Put them together. At a time, getting that right, he used to have a big bundle of wheat on it, call it the Postel Extra. And at a time, getting that stain out of that side, sometimes they wouldn't all get it out, and it'd be on your clothes when you see that sign. Yeah, see, people.
What about the kind of bag or sack that bead used to come in?
Yeah, they come in the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Grass sack, oat sacks to call them, corn sacks, some seed sacks and seed sacks. Some sacks was heavy than others.
Mm-hmm.
The seed sacks was the heaviest one, great big heavy sack.
Did you ever hear of a croaker sack? Or?
Well, that's what they were. They was croaker sacks, but they call them sort of grass sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
What about gunny sacks?
Gunny sacks, I don't know. That must have been the, where the, I don't know what that would have been. I don't know what coming gunny sacks.
Did you ever hear of toe sacks?
Tote sacks.
Toe sacks. I don't guess they use that.
No, they didn't. If they had it, I don't know about that name.
Did you ever hear of fertilizer coming in a sack?
What?
A guana sack?
Do you understand? No, I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. And this is a musical instrument you blow on like this?
Harp.
What's that?
A harp. We call it a harp.
Uh-huh.
Now they call it one monica. Singing. What's that? Is that what they call it? Juice harp. We call it juice harp.
The juice harp something different, isn't it?
Oh, it is?
What?
It's juice off, is that when you got cake across your mouth like that and blow it?
Uh-huh. What about the thing like this that you...
What is that? I forget what you call that. I know what you're talking about, but I forgot what they call that.
Was that the juice off?
Maybe that was the juice off, and the other one was the, what is it?
The harp?
Mm-hmm. This is another harp, another name they got to get out. I forgot what it is.
Did you hear French harp or French harp?
French harp.
Is that what you used to call it?
I guess they did. We always called it a harp. I never get the other part of the name. But that juice harp, what they did, I should have. I had forgot about that.
Yeah.
You must read about it. You don't know about that. You must read about that, don't you? Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you call it.
Oh, well, that's what you're trying to think of what I call it.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Well, that's what it is, though, isn't it? A juice harp?
Well, they're different names. I think, I would think that the juice harp's a thing like that, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe they
don't
they
call
get a different
that.
Name for
They did, they had different names, but I don't forgot what they called.
What about if you have a wagon and two horses, that long wooden piece that comes...
The tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you have a horse pulling a buggy?
A chaise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.